And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of September, 2025. September 7th is National Acorn Squash Day. Acorn squash is indigenous to North and Central America and was a staple food for Native Americans for centuries, forming part of their sacred three sisters, corn, beans, and squash. Early European settlers were introduced to acorn squash by Native Americans. Acorn squash are a type of winter squash and belong to the gourd family, which also includes pumpkin, butternut squash, and zucchini. The acorn squash resembles an acorn and usually weighs between 1 to 2 pounds. The most commonly grown varieties are dark green and often have a patch of bright orange towards the top. Acorn squash has a sweet yellow-orange flesh that has a slightly nutty flavor. It can be baked, microwaved, sautéed, or steamed. Some cooks like to stuff them with rice or vegetable mixtures. You can also toast the seeds of the acorn squash, much like pumpkin seeds. Acorn squash is a good source of dietary fiber and potassium, as well as vitamins C and B, magnesium, and manganese. Acorn squash has more carotenoids than any other food. Carotenoids are a powerful antioxidant that help fight inflammation and prevent cell damage. Winter squash is a low-fat food, but the fat it does have comes in the form of omega-3 fatty acids, an important nutrient for brain health. On the opposite end of the health spectrum, September 7th has also been named National Salami Day. Originating in Europe, salami has roots tracing back to ancient Italy and the Roman Empire, where techniques for preserving meat by salting and drying were developed. The practice of making cured, seasoned sausages like salami became a widespread culinary tradition in Italy and spread across the continent. The World Health Organization has classified processed meats, including ham, bacon, salami, and frankfurts, as a group 1 carcinogen known to cause cancer, which means that there's strong evidence that processed meats cause cancer. Eating processed meat increases your risk of bowel and stomach cancer. Current research shows that there are certain chemicals in red and processed meats, both added and naturally occurring, that cause these foods to be carcinogenic. For example, when a chemical in red meat called heme is broken down in the gut, N-nitroso chemicals are formed, and these have been found to damage the cells that line the bowel, which can lead to bowel cancer. These same chemicals also form when processed meat is digested. In addition, the nitrite and nitrate preservatives used to preserve processed meat produce these N-nitroso chemicals and can lead to bowel cancer. On this 7th of September, for the animals and for your health, avoid salami and eat squash. And happy birthday today to Chrissy Hynde, born on this day in 1951. Chrissy Hynde is the front woman of the band The Pretenders, in which she sings and plays the guitar. Ahead of The Pretenders' performance in Chicago last year, longtime PETA patron Chrissy Hynde delivered a sky-high message of love on behalf of animals in the form of a billboard. The billboard shows a photo of Chrissy Hynde and a young cow and reads, "Don't pretend. If you eat meat, the little guy dies. Please go vegan." Chrissy Hynde, who said, "The animal you're eating wanted his life just as much as you want yours." And here's a poem for today, A Red Man's Thoughts by So Leowo. 'Tis strange to think how hard they love us, these kind-hearted Christian whites. Though by nature so far above us, stooping each his fondness plights. How blessed we are, we little reds, to get such great attentions. These good old souls along the line will sell their very purses, take long travels, grow quite divine to get to be our nurses. They kneeling plead for our poor race, all elbowing off the others. With streaming eyes they stretch their grace to get to be our fathers. We are but children at the most, poor, weakly, red, and puny. But for our dear sakes, to brave the worst, indeed, 'tis sorter funny. They leave their homes and all that's dear, go to the federal city. Yet oft, Uncle Sam, he will not hear. Indeed, it is a pity. If he but knew how hard they loved us, how all their examples past have so moralized and improved us that now we are wondrous blessed. A Red Man's Thoughts by So Le Owo. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder of what Indigenous peoples have always known, that our bodies thrive on plants.